For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
We welcome you to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Mountain Homes girls leading Paragould 11-7. We'll look over some of our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, a tough 51-49 loss to Greene County Tech. You and I were just talking during the break. It was a game that, I know you felt like you had your grasp at times, but, boy, the Eagles sure forced some key turnovers there in that last quarter.
Well, we go into every game where we've got four key, window to victory. And
yes.
And I line out four things that we need to do. And if you accomplish all four things, you're going to win the game. And three out of four, a lot of times you have a chance to win. One of the things we wanted to do, we wanted to control pace of the game.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to keep Greene County Tech scoring in the 40s. Well, they scored 51.
Yeah.
We wanted to we did an outstanding job. One of our goals was to make more free throws than they attempted, and the other night was the best job we've done in a few years of getting to the free throw line. We shot it pretty decently, but down the stretch we missed a couple of key ones, front end of one and one, and those are always big and come back to haunt you. But the game was in our pain.
Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen.
They got it.
There you go.
Yeah, but For three and about half quarters, we really controlled the pace of the game. They're a very talented bunch, but we made them play the way we wanted them to play. And fortunately, they hit some big shots, and we couldn't get those big stops when we needed. And unfortunately, found ourselves on the losing side again to a very good Greene County Tech team. But
you mentioned that they got a lot of weapons.
They do, and they shoot the ball extremely well, and they've got so many guys that can score. And, they've got a big three that you have to guard, because they can all get, can score 20 any night. And the Butler kid, he averages over 20 a night.
Yep.
Really want to credit to the kids, to our young men. They're resilient. They wanted that one real bad. But just like always, they come in Wednesday ready to work, and
yeah.
we're in the right mindset. We're going to come out here. We've got a Paragould team that's really just like us. They're very competitive. They're always in three quarters playing with games, and then just had that little lull or had that little stretch where they find themselves on the losing end. But Ben Lindsay's one of the better coaches in our conference, and he's going to have them ready. And as always, Paragould Mountain Home. It's going to be a 1-2 possession game, and it's going to be a battle all the way to the end.
Well, I was going to mention, because last time you played them, they actually kind of made a comeback on you guys late in the game. You guys were able to hold them up. But what's the key to making sure you can you get a cushion, make sure you keep it?
Well, one of the things that we found ourselves in, we took a lead, and then we were playing with the lead, and you've got to understand, you've got to control the aggressiveness, control the thought, throttle, so to speak. And we kept trying to get downhill on them, and we had a lot of turnovers where we're just forcing too much.
Yeah.
Get a lot of charges called, and a lot of trying to get the ball where you didn't need to make those decisions there, especially the fourth quarter. The way the game was called, we really struggled adapting to that. We got like four or five fouls on just posting up too hard.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, and it's just kind of human nature when you jump up on somebody things just kind of you know, start the momentum swings towards the other side. It's hard to get that back. And,
yeah.
And really was just kind of hold, you know, kind of held on there at the end to win that game. So what we've got to learn tonight, we've got to take care of the ball. We've got to learn when and where to attack.
Yeah.
Making smart decisions with the ball. And we've got to have a continual aggressive defensive effort tonight against these guys.
Well, Josh, thanks for joining us, and good luck tonight.
Matt, appreciate all you do, and let's hope these Lady Bombers keep it going. They're beating one of the better teams in our conference.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, if you're not here, you still got plenty of time here to cheer on these Lady Bombers in the second half, and our boys take the floor. So appreciate all you do, Matt. Thank you,
Josh. That was Mount Tom Boys Coach Josh Fulcher. We'll break. We'll come back and check our halftime numbers in a moment. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home leading Paragould 11-7. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Through the years, over $22 million has been awarded in scholarships administered by the Trust, Wealth, and Investment Team of Integrity First Bank. That's a lot of legacy. Are you a charitably minded individual who values education, initiative, and integrity? Then let's meet and have a conversation about your philanthropic goals. I'm Janet Evans. We at Integrity First Bank can assist you with your estate planning from investments through administration to ensure that your legacy is a lasting legacy. Call me today at 425-1801. We look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Paragould in this girls' game 11-7. Take a look at some of the numbers. First off, Mountain Home right now leading scorer is Emma Martin with 5 points, four for Kate Gilbert, and two for Anna Grace Foreman. Well, both teams, as I said, just struggling to shoot from the floor. Right now, Paragould 2 points each from Blythe Benefield, Taylor Beasley, and Zoe Beasley, and 1 point for Calissa Hollis. This game's had three ties so far, no lead changes as of yet. Paragould with four turnovers, Mountain Home with six. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get this second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Paragould 11-7. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.